Football fans around the world are glued to the World Cup men's final at a sellout at New York Stadium between Spain and Argentina.
Argentina! It's time!
Very understated. Well, some of the colour from the pre-game, courtesy of SBS. So this morning, Australia's only bilingual Spanish primary school, that's Newlands Primary in Melbourne's inner north, has kicked off a bit of a football fiesta. It's opened its doors for the local community to watch the match, complete with breakfast servings of horchata. Luke Cripps is the principal of the school. G'day, Luke. Good morning.
Buenos dias. How are you? Happy World Cup Day.
Thank you. What are the energy levels like with the kids and community watching the World Cup this morning?
Oh, the vibe is absolutely incredible at the moment. It's been tense, but everyone's had a few coffees. Everyone's had a bit of horchata. Everyone's had some toasted sandwiches. So everyone's really getting vibed up for Shakira's halftime entertainment. But now we've moved into the second half and everyone's pretty back in, which is exciting.
Luke, how did Newlands Primary become Australia's only bilingual Spanish primary school?
Oh, I have to talk about our former principal, Ross Dudgeon, who was working with Coburg High. And from there, he was very passionate about language and moved away from the solo 1 hour a week of teaching a second language and thought, let's go 50-50. So I've been lucky to be a part of that journey over the last 7 years, and to what we are now, it's been absolutely incredible and very exciting.
And what kind of diasporas and communities are connected with the school, Luke?
Well, I think the World Cup's probably a great way to bring it all up. It's just over the last 6 weeks, really, we've seen so many Mexican jumpers and Colombian jumpers and obviously Argentinian and Spanish, which has been fantastic. But we've also got teachers from Peru as well as the Dominican Republic as well. So, and obviously we've got a lot of Spanish-speaking families from all of those countries. Unfortunately, no one from Paraguay at the moment, so I've been to Australia to play Paraguay, but hopefully very soon, very soon.
So what's happening this morning?
So we've opened up the doors around 4:45 and the community has absolutely rushed in and are all really, really excited. They're all sitting down waiting patiently for a goal. They're definitely waiting for a goal at the moment. But no, it's a really great vibe and it's just a real testament. It's an incredible community and, you know, it's an absolute privilege to be the principal at the school.
How are you going to keep these kids awake later on today? Are you going to bring out the lolly snakes or what's the strategy here?
You know, we'll deal with that when that happens. We might have to bring in the siesta. We'll see what happens. Our kids are pretty brilliant, so I'm sure they'll be able to power on through the day. There will be no problems at all.
And with this cultural connection with the school and half of the curriculum in Spanish, it must bring sort of an added sense of community into the school, Luke.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably one of the things that I didn't really understand the importance of. I was lucky enough to go to Spain a couple of years ago where I actually really understood how important community is in Spain. And obviously coming to a country where a lot of our Spanish-speaking families don't have a lot of family here, this really is their family. So they're so much pride in their family, in their culture. And obviously they do everything they can for the non-Spanish speakers, where there's lots of morning teas that are put on. There's lots of salsa events. There's invites to, we have like a bilingual fiesta as well, and the Spanish Film Festival. So there's lots of opportunities for all of the families at our school to engage in Spanish.
Well, good luck keeping the kids awake later today, although it sounds the excitement levels are pretty high. It's been lovely to talk to you, Luke. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'll just get everyone to give a shout out.
Who are we going for, guys? Who are we going for?
Well, so much.
You spend a lifetime telling kids to be quiet and eventually they are. Luke, thank you so much for that. That's Luke Cripps there, a principal of Newlands Primary, Australia's only Spanish bilingual primary school. Those kids are very well behaved, almost to a fault there. We'll keep an eye on the World Cup.